Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. It is a great day in America, as Uncle Kevin likes to say. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Don't forget the. It is an absolute pleasure to be with you. We have a great show. Crypto J is, we had to record the interview because of scheduling, what have you. I wanted to get this to you as quick as possible. That'll be coming on very shortly and take up most of the breaks and everything. Please check it out. Very informative, very important subject, I believe. You make that determination for yourself. The news is hot and heavy, and there is some major, major breaking news. We're going to get to it. We only have time to talk about two things. One is the election, and but the two is the vaccine slash COVID crisis, whatever you want to call that. Got a question. You know, these memes from Facebook are so powerful, and they're breaking the ideas because ideas are everything. If maskless people aren't getting tested, where do you think all the positives are coming from? Great question. Another one. 1918, Spanish flu. 50 million people dead throughout the world, which there's about a billion people in the world, roughly 5% of the world's population. Experts called it a tragic event. 2018, seasonal flu. The records say 650,000 people died across the world. That is roughly 0.009% of the world's population. Experts say, well, that's just a typical year. 2020, COVID-19, less than 500,000 dead and counting, 0.006 of the world's population. And this, the world is coming to an end, shut down all businesses, close the churches, ruin the world's economy. The ludicrousy, the hypocrisy, the nonsensical nature of it is becoming apparent. Robert Kennedy, CDC, has officially acknowledged that it has quietly created a new mortality category called PIC. What does that mean? It groups pneumonia, influenza, and COVID together and reports them all as COVID deaths. It appears that the new classification gives official a gimmick that CDC adopted earlier in the pandemic of counting pneumonia and influenza deaths as COVID in order to inflate mortality numbers to get money for the hospitals. Of course, they go right along with it. They love it. Why is this so important? Well, on many fronts. But this narrative is dying about the vaccine or about the COVID, about what have you. It's dying. And just common sense questions are starting to ask this. The other smoking gun evidence. If anybody wants to debate you or say whatever and talk about a pandemic, this is not a pandemic. And I will prove it to you because the death rate in America is relatively pretty close. Actually, it's a little less than it was last year. It's pretty close to the exact same. The death rate from 2020 to 2019, a little less in 2018, but basically over the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, it's been pretty stable, including this year when the whole world has to shut down because there's some pandemic. The death rates do not stay the same when there is a pandemic. Okay? Case closed. Amen. Australia. Shout out to Steve, Health and Money News. Always send me different articles. Love what he's done. One of the articles he sent me was about COVID-19 vaccines, and now people in Australia are testing positive for HIV after taking them. This morning, about 9 a.m., looked at these articles, sent it to Catherine to put in the news. She texts me back a little after 10. This site is no longer up. You think this fight isn't real? Then you don't understand it and you're not in it. The fight for truth. Because it's all about the truth. I did find another source for the story. COVID-19 vaccine. Australia stops trials after volunteers develop antibodies for HIV. Of course, you know the Nobel Prize winning scientist, the French, I can't remember, Dr. Cherry Rogers all talks about him. She talks about he identified this as a man-made virus, 100%, absolutely, no way it wasn't man-made. Talks about the splicing of the HIV with the different coronavirus, different SARS, and putting them together and creating a new virus. Is that why people are getting HIV positive who are getting the vaccine in the other countries? for the love of God. Well, first, let me insert this. Former head of Pfizer, former vice president of Pfizer, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, says, has anybody tested this for see if it'll make women sterile? Because it re-engineers. It's not a vaccine. It's a geoengineering cocktail of your DNA. And it makes your DNA so now it attacks this certain protein. It just so happens that same protein is one of the major components of a developing placenta in a birth, in a fetus. So he said, wow, this is probably going to make women sterile. Has anybody tested this for this? For the love of God, please think long and hard before you line up for this. I don't care what the ramifications are. This is changing your DNA. This is everything we have warned. This is everything that Joyce has done and sacrificed. Everything that our great guests, Deborah Tavares, Patrick Wood, on and on and on, Dr. Group, Dr. Rogers, Dr. Tenpenny, have sacrificed, have worked, have begged, have went to the wall for us to warn us about. Also, please warn your neighbor, your loved one, you gotta start with your loved ones. Cause those are the ones that you can probably bend their arm and, you know, twist their arm and pretty much make them or kind of make them, you know, some of them. Neighbors and stuff, that's a little different. Your loved ones, your whole genetic line may be at stake. I'm not saying it is, but it certainly, the question is certainly a valid one. Need to know some of the things, because we were gone for Thanksgiving. One of the big stories, it was all over. Here's G. Edward Griffin going over it. It's in the news. CDC proposes concentration camps in America, plans to invade homes and separate families. Does that sound crazy? It is crazy. That was on the CDC website. And you can read the article and it goes into it. And you can put all these pieces together that if people were at high risk or they had the virus, quote unquote, they were going to separate them into different groups and different houses and concentration camp. You know, concentration camp may be a strong word, but that's camps and separate them from family and force separate them from family. This is not what this is on the CDC website. Do you start to get the picture? Do you get the whole picture, at least to some point, enough to have questions raised? Do you? Please. The election. Again, we don't have a lot of time because we got a great interview with Crypto J. I want you to get to this. I got about 8 minutes. I'm going to run to huge breaking news. The big enchilada has been, can anybody audit these machines? Will some judge allow some audit of these machines? The fact that they haven't is insane. As Sidney Powell, as you'll see, there should be nothing but transparency in elections. The audit came out from Michigan. The guy gives his credit, his credentials. Here's his conclusion. We conclude from 16 voting machines in Ardham County in Michigan. We'll get into it in a second. We conclude that the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. This is a third party forensic auditor. This is not Sidney Powell auditing it. This is a third party. The system intentionally generates an enormously high number of ballot errors. The electronic ballots are then transferred for adjudication. The intentional errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots, meaning they put a bunch of kick out Trump votes for errors, put a bunch of them in a batch, however many at a time, and then they can adjudicate them and flip them to Trump with no oversight. This leads to voter or election fraud. Based on our study, we conclude that the Dominion voting system should not be used in Michigan. Here is the killer, the next line. We further conclude that the results of Antrim County should not have been certified. And then you can extrapolate that throughout America. None of these states should have been certified. This is an independent forensic audit of this. Bam! Bam! This is huge. This is just happening just before we got on the show, ladies and gentlemen. The failure rate. Here's another part six of their report. The allowable election error rate established by the Federal Election Commission guidelines is 1 in 250,000 ballots having an error. What was the error rate in this county in the 16? Just take a guess, ladies and gentlemen. It's allowable 0.0008%. Just take a guess what the error rate in these machines that they audited? Just take a guess. We observed an error rate of 68.05%. Bam! This demonstrated a significant and fatal error in security and election integrity. You think? I got to, again, we have a hard stop on this interview with Crypto J. I want to play a piece of an interview with Sydney Powell. She can describe it so much better than her. I love this lady. I love her. I pray for her. God bless her. She's asked a question by Epic Times about, you know, what it's going to take here.
You know, and it's that's interesting that you mentioned that executive order, because I understand there's also a report that the DNI Ratcliffe is supposed to be preparing to come out in not too long from now. It's 45 days, I believe, from the time of the election, about prospective issues.
Right. And what happened in the election. Well, if that report is an honest report, it's going to blow the mind of every citizen in the country who's willing to look at the truth and the facts. Because we've never witnessed anything like this in the history of this country. And it's got to be stopped right now, or there will never be a free and fair election.
So this is what you mean when you say you feel the Republic is at stake.
It is, absolutely. Any election from here on out is an absolute farce and a joke and a manipulated charade if we don't fix this right now and come up with a system that we can all trust. There should be nothing but transparency in an election in the United States of America. And the very fact that they are refusing to let people look at the machines or address any of these issues tells us it's one big fraud.
Well, no, exactly. And it's kind of fascinating, because you would feel like anybody would want to be able to actually know the reality of the situation.
Exactly. As my friend Lynn Wood says, if people have nothing to hide, they hide nothing.
Well, that's always true when it comes to government, but the government should hide nothing from us. I mean, that's a given. And what is she? Why is she doing this? I missed it by a second. Here you go. Why is she doing this?
Saying you're not just helping the United States of America, you're helping anyone who wants to be free in the entire world. And the people responsible for this need to be in prison, worse than 90% probably of the people who are there. This is awful. I mean, there aren't even words sufficient to describe how evil, insidious, and malevolent this is.
Why do you think there's been so many rejections of these suits in the courts?
Because the corruption goes deep and wide. They have threatened people's lives. They have threatened people's children. We have the very unusual, quote, car wreck, end quote, that involved one of Kelly Loeffler's regional campaign workers in Atlanta just a few days around the time of our suit. Our judge in Atlanta gave us the preliminary injunction we wanted and 20 minutes later completely reversed it.
There's actually work being done as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. And there's the last thing I'll share with you, if I can get it here. This is, for all Power Hour listeners, I love this.
Willing to turn a blind eye for this is just horrifying.
You know, and that's actually, I guess, an analysis that could be run to see, you know, how often the incumbent that would put in the system subsequently won.
Exactly.
It would be interesting.
Exactly.
To see that. I was going to ask you, you know, what motivates you, but as you're describing this, I can probably guess.
It's all about the truth.
It's all about the truth. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Sydney Powell. We don't have time to go into these. We will subsequently throughout the week. These are huge, massive stories. You have dominion given to you by your creator. Your government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, it holds sway in a universal force way. Do not relent. Do not relent. Do not relent. Use all your power, all your energy, all your mind, all your prayers, all of it. Do you not think God will answer us? Do you not think there's some fervency and some moral fortitude left in this country? I know that there is. And pray to get right and pray to end this abortion, because then the power will really flow and you'll really see America reverse. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have time for today. Two huge stories, both of these. We are moving. Things are moving. Things are happening. Do not feel closed in. Do not feel overwhelmed. Do not feel like you're losing. We are crossing the Delaware. We may have some blood in the snow, but we are crossing the Delaware, and we are going to win. God bless you. A great interview. Please take it to heart, and hopefully you get something out of it. I want to empower you. I want you to have power. That's what this show is all about. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Crypto J, rest of the show. There you go, Todd. Take it away.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's always good to be with you. Our next guest, I've really been looking forward to this. This is actually a recording because of scheduling, what have you. A little bit what's going on, obviously the election, the Texas lawsuit, the financial situations in the world are up in the air, and right in the middle of is cryptocurrencies. We've had people request us to have this man on. He's starting to become a real fan favorite over the Power Hour. I've spent a lot of time with him and really gotten to appreciate him on a couple different levels. I'm very proud to consider my friend, Crypto J is what we call him. In a world of universal deceit, to tell the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Well, then what is it in a world of wannabe control? What is it to free people? What is it? What are you if you want to free people and help people? Are you a terrorist? Are you a degenerate? What are you? I don't know. Whatever that is, that's Crypto J, and we're very happy to have him here. Crypto, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, buddy. Good to be here. Always is, and it's always good to hear your voice. And I too am honored to call you a friend. We've had an opportunity to spend some pretty good intimate time together over the last few months, and that's been good for me too. It's a two-way street.
Well, I'm very interested in cryptocurrencies. We hear that word for most of our audience when you first came on. I don't know how long it's been. 6 months ago now. I don't know when you first came on.
At least 6 or 8 months, yeah.
Okay, 6, 8 months. Our audience, when they heard the word cryptocurrencies, I mean, you might have as well been speaking Swahili. I mean, that's really where most of our audience was. Some of the audience since found out about you then, has become involved, and I get calls and emails and texts from them, how excited they are, how, you know, you really, having you on has really opened up the world to them. Why don't, for new listeners, people who, you know, maybe they didn't pay attention to you before, maybe this wasn't important, I don't know. Well, just introduce yourself a little bit so they can understand you a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm 48 years old. I'm completely retired. I am retired because I got into cryptocurrency in 2017. We had done very well in our lives, my wife and I, and we got into cryptocurrency because I saw it really big. I had kind of pulled myself away from the investing world because it had gotten so corrupt. And I had done that for, I guess, about 14 years, kind of pulled away, did some distant investing, but just really got out of the space for as hardcore as I had been in it. And, with crypto, it drew me back in. I saw it for what it was. I didn't dilly-dally around. I tell the story all the time. The first 14 days, I really didn't sleep, and my wife will back that up. She tells people that often. I had big black circles around my eyes because I was trying to get up to speed, and it's a technology that I wasn't familiar with. I mean, anything cryptographic, if you're not a coder, you know, it's tough to pick it up, you know, just right off the bat. So I was trying to get myself up to speed. And so we went on to do some amazing things from an investment perspective in 2017 that really set us up for the rest of our lives. And now what we spend our time doing is we help other people do what we did. And, what I mean by that is we actually have a bit of a trading team there. We don't do day trades. We don't sit in front of our computer all day. We only make longer term trades, more like an investment strategy. We adjust our positions maybe every 12 months, every 18 months, sometimes every 24 months. And so we're not sitting in front of the computer all the time. It's more of an investment thing. And so we call our team the Binge Team. And it's called the Binge Team. I kind of came up with that. And Binge stands for Big Income, No Job. And what gets me most excited today is to help people get themselves in a position where they can own all of their time and their calendar is theirs. And I suspect that, you know, there comes a time in the future where I don't want to be a part of this market either, for same reason that I, you know, pulled myself away from the traditional markets. But we haven't gotten there yet, and I think we're still a number of years away from that, and there's a lot to be had in that time. So I encourage your listeners to, you know, at least start to investigate this. This is their future, whether they know it or not.
Let me say the first thing before we go, a little disclaimer. This is not investment advice. We're not telling people to invest. This is information, and we're just speaking as the First Amendment protects our right to do. So these are opinions. These are experiences. This is what we believe, opinion, you know, what have you. Take it for that. Don't take it as investment advice, and maybe it's something you want to investigate yourself. That's how I would take it. You said you took you a couple weeks. You spent a lot of time finding out or figuring out what it was or looking at it for what it was. What is cryptocurrency?
Well, cryptocurrency now shows up. In fact, I can, since we do happen to have a little format here where you can see my screen, I hope people will be able to see this.
If you listen on radio, if you listen on radio, we'll email this out on email blast. Another reason to sign up for the newsletter, also to keep connected with us. We'll email this out so you can see everything that he's talking about, basically.
So here in the top left corner of your screen where my mouse is, you'll see there it says cryptocurrencies, 7,950 cryptocurrencies in the world. Most people can at least say, oh, I've heard of Bitcoin. But even there's people today that still go, Bitcoin, what's that? And they don't know. So for them to actually know about 7,950 other cryptocurrencies is pretty slim. And the reason I bring that point up is because cryptocurrency saying what it is a very tough thing to do today when you have 7,950 of them. But I can give you a couple of examples and try to get your listeners kind of up to speed with cryptocurrency. So, Satoshi Nakamoto came out with the white paper in 2008, 2009 timeframe, whenever the banking crisis happened. And what he was trying to do was introduce a new currency to the world that you couldn't print it to death, so that you debase your currency and lose all your value. So he was kind of trying to come up with a digital gold, so to speak, a new store of value. And he's done that. I mean, I just got this in off the press in the last couple of hours today that Mass Mutual joins the Bitcoin Club with a $100 million purchase. Well, big companies like Mass Mutual that have been around for 200 years, they don't do that unless they see it as the next store of value. Something that's a little bit older on the press right now is MicroStrategies, Michael Saylor. He in the last 60 days has made over, as a publicly traded company, they've made over a $500 million investment into Bitcoin alone. He himself made a $170 million investment, and now he's raising another $537 million to buy cryptocurrency with. So, you know, I would just say to you in a very simple terms, because I don't want to confuse your listeners, Bitcoin and the essence of cryptocurrency has become the new store of value. And then I will tell you this too, as we move to what most people consider the number two cryptocurrency, that's Ethereum. Ethereum is the means of getting rid of banks and the legal industry as you know it. I'm not saying that it goes away. I'm not saying that it'll never be there again. I'm just saying as you know it today, its face is changing big time. And the reason I say that is because Ethereum is the home of smart contracts. So this is a smart contract system on the ledger, on the blockchain. You can't lie, you can't steal, you can't cheat. So if two companies need to do business, let's just say it's some company needing to do business right here in the USA with a company, let's just call it Paraguay. they're trying to do business together. They can do that with a smart contract over a blockchain at any financial number you want to name. They can do that. And neither party can lie, steal, or cheat. So all of a sudden, there becomes no need for a bank and no need for a legal team. And so it is revolutionizing the world and how cryptocurrency is coming about. I know there's a fair amount of people who will tell you this is all about the control structure and they're going to take control of the world with this, and they are. Those people are correct. I believe in those things. However, people that get involved in crypto today in that new control structure, in that new kind of reset, I think is the word everybody's using right now, in that new structure, you will be far better off if you were in cryptocurrency before it went up another 100 times in value than if you're coming on board and getting involved in it when you're pushed into it and forced to be a part of it. And so there's a little bit of a caveat there.
You mentioned at the beginning you were in other financial investing, trading, and you got out of it because you saw it was corrupt. What did you mean by that corrupt? And now what you just told me sounds like the ultimate financial corruption, the ability to control. You know, you kind of answered it, but why would I get in that now? So kind of a two-part question there.
Yeah, so the first part of the question is when I first got involved in trading and I knew nothing and I lost about $500,000 over the course of a couple years, I was trading equities at the time, and I didn't really at that time understand what the term market maker meant. But what that means is there's a human being that makes the market, and that person gets paid a sliding scale bonus at the end of each year as they run each individual stock, and they get paid a bonus based on how much money they can steal from the retail investor. And so, you know, as I began to unfold some of those things and understand what was happening, I was long into my kind of education process, had already kind of become profitable. I'd already switched over to Forex trading, and I went to Forex trading because it was being touted when it first came on. You know, trading Forex was something only entities that had several $100 million could do for a long time, and, of course, it was a private market for the banks. But when they opened it up, I think that was around 2004, maybe, they opened it up to the retail investor, and they were touting it as the only electronic market in the world that runs 24 hours a day, and there's no stealing, no cheating, no this, no that, because it's electronic. Nobody manipulates it. Well, that, too, kind of fell by the wayside.
Ha-ha, like elections.
Yeah, like
elections. Anyway, I decided to put that in.
Yeah, no, it's a good – your timing's perfect. And so anyway, all of those markets kind of ran me away. I had been very successful in both markets, mostly in the Forex market. And also at the same time, I'll say this, and I think every person looking at any kind of investment should know, I teach my investors, I have a kind of a trading school, and I teach my investors, like, day one, I tell them, you know, 99% of all people that put their money in the market, they lose 100% of their money. And most people don't know that statistic, and most people are hiding it from them. I'm not hiding them from them. I'm actually telling them that up front because I want them to be using risk capital. Risk capital is money you can afford to lose. And I want to show them how not to be a part of that statistic. And that's kind of where my specialty comes in. But anyway, so now with the crypto space, I absolutely agree with what you said. I think it is it will be probably, people will look back maybe not as early as 10 years, maybe more like the 15-year mark, but 10 to 15 years, I think people will look back and go, wow, what a, you know, what a way to capture humanity.
What a Trojan horse. What a Trojan horse, if you want to say. Yeah.
So my contacts told me, you know, that this was ceded to the libertarians on purpose to get it going. And, you know, those folks think this is going to be the thing that takes down the corrupt governments and blah, blah, blah. And there is some of that. Some of that is true. There is going to be a lot. Because think about this. Government does not lead. There are no leaders in government. Government just looks at what people are doing and they react. And so from that perspective, you know, if you look at it from that perspective and understand that there's things happening in the world and then government has to react to that, there is going to be a certain amount of this that will bring some freedom. But then there's going to be a whole other side of it. So like anything else, you kind of have the yin and the yang. But what I tell people is don't focus on that. Focus on the fact that the largest transfer of wealth in human history is taking place right now, right in front of people, and you can participate in it, and it can make a difference in your life. Most of the people, the circles I run in, they've had their retirement stolen from them. They've had their pensions cut in half. They've had, you know, the threat of the loss of Social Security, or the Social Security's going backwards in what they're getting paid. A lot of different things there. I kind of associate with a little bit older crowd, and I get a lot of joy from helping those people gain some of that wealth back through a system here that, you know, it's in its infancy. And so it's, you know, if you look at the market cap of gold, there's a long ways to go in this market cap. We made it to almost $1 trillion in 2017, and I suspect now that we've started this kind of bull market, we'll probably reach between 6 and 8 trillion during this market cycle, which I think will last till about the end of 2021, and the possibility of an extension to about midway into 2022. I'm actually leaning more toward that right now than I am 2021, but let's be conservative. And so in that market cycle, I think we'll probably reach somewhere between 6 and 8 trillion as an entire market, not just the market cap of Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin can probably make up, you know, 40% of that.
What is the market cap of gold? What's the gold market?
13 trillion right now.
13 trillion. Okay, let me try to break down. You said a lot right there. Let me try to break it down for our listeners, especially neophyte to this, which we all were at some point. Sometimes we forget. When you learn a little bit, you forget when you knew nothing. If you want to compare it to gold, the gold market is, like he just said, is about 13 trillion. That means all the gold in the world, the value of it, the market back and forth, is valued at about 13 trillion, to give you an idea. Right now, the cryptocurrency market is what? It's about 550 million, or billion, excuse me, billion,
yes.
Somewhere around there, give or take. At its high, at its peak, it got up to about a trillion. So we're not even, I mean, we're at an infancy. If this is going to take off compared to gold, we're 20 to 30 times less in terms of value. That's one thing. Why am I having Crypto J on? You know, I even got emails, why are you having this on if this is a government control mechanism? Why are you having this on? I'm having this on one for it to educate you. This is what I want for you. We're not getting paid to have Jay on. Jay pays us nothing. He's become a friend of mine. I really enjoy talking to him. I really enjoy his information. You'll see some of the other contacts and things that he has too is going to be really valuable for you, I believe. I want you to get educated on this because like he said, I 100% agree. This is going to be part of your future. Part of the economy of the world's future, whether you want it to or not. And the faster you can understand it, the faster you can get on top of the wave and ride the wave and position yourself so you're taking advantage of the wave instead of just being under the wave and being bowled over by the wave. That's my main concern on this, and to have someone like Jay. Now, as far as opportunity and potential and all that, all these things are wrapped up in it. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen what can happen with cryptos. I've listened to Jay. I've seen things go up. So all those things are some things that you're going to have to deal with and you're going to have to decide. But that's why I want you to learn this, ladies and gentlemen. So when you get those questions, these are the things that are important to me. This is the future. This is the present, whether you realize it or not. Jay, anything that you want to say as far as that or go along with what I just said?
Yeah, so let's talk about that just for a minute because we're comparing cryptocurrency to gold when there's actually a much bigger marketplace to compare it to, and that is the current. There's currently about $145 trillion worth of fiat money on planet Earth, and that money is being rehypothecated a little at a time, because this is a 10-15 year rollout, a little bit at a time over into cryptocurrency as well. It's not just the gold market. And so what I want your listeners to understand here is that when you see China in 2019 come out and say, we're adopting six of the big cryptocurrencies, and then right after that, they follow it up with, in 2020, they launched their own digital currency, and now all transactions are being taken place in China already on their own digital currency. India's right behind them. So little by little, they're rehypothecating fiat money into cryptocurrency, and you're going to continue to see that roll out. In fact, I suspect that 2021 will be a year that most people will have a hard time forgetting, because it's going to be really in your face from the perspective of cryptocurrency. And so I would just kind of add that little piece. Then the other thing I would say, and before we move on, is I wanted to show your viewers a little example, because when people hear the word trading, they kind of go, oh, I'm not a trader. I don't want to learn that. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to sit in front of my screen. And I pulled this chart up because your listeners have seen this chart before. I had this chart on. And in fact, I was just sitting here thinking while you were talking, Daniel, and you and I have been talking a lot longer than 6 or 8 months, because you had me on the show when COVID first broke out, and that was February. So we were on the show before then. So this is probably coming up on a year now that you and I have had, you know, 3 or 4 shows together here. But this chart shows these green box would be a buy zone. And I would have these green boxes on my chart long before the price gets there. So when the price gets there, me and my team, we're buyers in that area. And then up here, this red box represents an area where we would sell our cryptocurrency. So to give you an idea there, that was the 26th of November, 2018, and this was June 24th, 2019. So we get in here, we get out here, we're talking about literally months in between. And in the meantime, we're just watching it going up, waiting on our targets. Now we buy again here. Okay. And Bitcoin is the king of markets, meaning that in the crypto space, if Bitcoin's not doing it, it usually doesn't happen for anything else. There are things that move against Bitcoin from time to time, but not that often, not that often. And so you're usually waiting for Bitcoin to do what you want it to do, so then you can make all your decisions in lots of other asset classes. And so from that perspective, I just want people to see that if we were buying all kinds of different crypto here and we were selling our Bitcoin up here, we were also selling lots of other cryptos up here as well. And so, but I just want them to see an example that we're not sitting around in front of our computer, you know, trading 24 hours a day. I mean, I look at it every day, but as far as making trades, that's a once a year thing. Usually about once a year. Sometimes if a lot's going on, it could be twice a year, but that's it. So I want your folks to know that we're not the group that's out here day trading Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency. That's not part of what we do. That's a good way to lose all your money.
Well, that's one of the things I really love about getting involved with you, but just cryptocurrencies in general. And that, I mean, I can't stress this enough, ladies and gentlemen. Me personally, I believe 100% Jay can comment however he wants to, obviously. You are either going to learn about this and understand it and take advantage of it, or you are going to wish you did. Period. That's what I believe that 1,000%. And there, as many of the negative things that we've talked about, the control, the ability to track the blockchain technology and to put everything on the grid, and the negative potential aspects of that, there are so many positive aspects to this that you can take advantage of now and over the next 5, 10 years, what have you, that I just so believe, I mean, I don't know what else to say. You are going to either get involved with this and learn something about this, or you are going to wish that you did. Would that be a safe thing to say, or would you agree with that, Jay?
I would agree with that, and I would even go a step further than that, if you don't mind me saying that, and I'll expand that and unpack that a little bit. I actually believe that when I look around the world at control structures and I look at how that structure kind of pillages as it goes along, I see there's one group that they're after their money like harder than any other group right now. So right now, for the next 10 years, there's about 10,000 baby boomers that will retire every single day. Every single day for 10 years, 10,000 baby boomers. That's a lot of people. Up until recently, that was the largest group of population on the planet. And also, it was the wealthiest. It's still the wealthiest, but it's not the largest. The millennials have actually outgrown the baby boomers. Now, why do I bring that up? That is the group that I see the control structure going after their money. So when you think to yourself, oh, I can't get involved in crypto because, oh, it's this and it's that. Well, listen, then you're going to be stuck in the old system and listen to what's going to happen to you. So most people that are of that age group, they're now thinking to themselves, oh, I think I'd just like to kind of kick back and enjoy my retirement. I've worked really hard my whole life to get here. Now I'm here, so I'm going to enjoy my retirement. But my money won't last me for the rest of my life because my government keeps printing now not a million, not 100 million, not a billion, not 100 billion, but now trillions. And the next one, because we missed a whole cycle in September, is probably going to be 4 to 5 trillion. So as they debase your currency, you're actually going backwards in your retirement 20% a year. You better do something to combat that because you won't last very long that way. And so from that perspective, I actually have a near and dear place in my heart to baby boomers. And in fact, I'm just helping another group together. They're going to work together with me. And we're starting a podcast called Crypto Boomers. And our objective is to help baby boomers hold on to that cash and not get their cash stolen from them. You say, well, how does our cash get stolen? It's not just the debasement of currency. How about this? Are we real close to negative interest rates? I'd say we are. So if you're a retiree that's maybe sitting on a nest egg of $5, $10, $15 million and you're thinking this will last me the rest of my life, I'm moving to Florida and I'm going to put on a Hawaiian shirt. Well, guess what? You're going to put that money in the bank. Not only is the potential of that being stolen from you because it's no longer your money when you put it in the bank, but let's go a step further than that. And most people think to themselves, if I can just get to a certain amount, I can put it in the bank and live off the interest. Well, what is that interest today? There is none. So you know what baby boomers are doing? They are flocking to the equities market under the advisement of their financial advisor to put all their money into stocks. And here's what happens. Once the financial advisor gets them into that market, then there's a guy who works on commission, and the only time he makes money is if he can get you to buy and sell. Buy and sell, buy and sell, buy and sell over and over again. He's making commission. My grandmother just passed away at 95 years old. I watched her broker over the last 10 years whittle away the money my grandfather set up for her, which was many millions of dollars, as they whittled it away in commission after commission after commission after commission, getting her in and out at the wrong times, telling her, oh, wow, the market's way up. And I'm telling her, Grandma, sell all that stuff now because the market's about to fall. And she's going, yeah, dear, but my financial advisor tells me it's good, we're okay, just relax, honey, it's okay. Your grandfather's been working with them for years. Okay, Grandma, whatever. And guess what? Then it comes crashing way down, and that's when her financial advisor calls her and says, you should sell now. Are you kidding me? Sell now? She should have sold at the top, and she should have been buying at the bottom. Isn't that what the smartest investors in the world do? They buy the blood on the street, and they sell the greed at the top, but they tell the public to do something different. So I watched this happen, and this is happening. I can't tell you how many friends I have of the baby boomer age group, and all of their wealth is in the stock market. And I tremble when I think about how fragile the rest of their life could be if they find themselves in that same exact scenario. So I want to do something to help, and I will only help people that want help. I'm not trying to push myself on anybody. For the service I offer, I almost don't charge anything at all. I mean, it's almost free. But I do want to see that age group of folks and that generation not get their entire wealth stolen, because right now they're after their money, and they're after it in a big way.
I want to transition away from cryptocurrencies in a sense for a second. Before we do, please tell people how they can get a hold of you, learn about you, join your groups, find out more information. What's the best way?
Well, I no longer take personal emails, but I do have a assistant who does field all emails for me. I got to where I was getting, you know, 1,000 emails a day. I couldn't keep up. I had no personal life, and I want to help, so now I have to pick and choose. So I do have an email that people can reach out, and my assistant will help them, and that's jwsterling@protonmail.com, jwsterling@protonmail.com. We also just rebranded our website, and our new website is thebitcoinacademy.net. That's thebitcoinacademy.net. And also, you know, where I do my daily teaching every single day, which is one of the main things I charge for, it's $77. It's not an enormous amount of money.
A month. It's not $77 class. $77 a month.
$77 per month. And I currently do somewhere between 12 and 18 classes every single month. And, I also have a live stream I do once a week where people can come and get all their questions answered. They can talk to me live. And so I do that at Patreon. So it's, www.patreon.com/CryptoJ. And that's how you could find me there. But I just recommend if people are interested in getting started, you know, maybe send over an email at the jwsterling@protonmail.com and have my assistant kind of, we've got a little bit of a introduction letter we can send them, and that'll kind of send them in the right direction, I think. A fair amount of your listeners have done that, and a lot of them, I was actually just yesterday doing a one-on-one with someone that came from your show, and back in March, they were just getting into crypto from your show, and they didn't put a lot in, but they put $10,000 in the market, and they're up sixfold, 6x on that $10,000 since that time frame.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I want to go into another reason you're on the show, and you know, there's people who are connected in the world, and I talk to several of them. I'm fortunate enough to have several contacts with very high credibility, and they have different perspectives. You're one of those people. You are connected in the financial realm. I mean, I don't know what you want to say or not say, but you have some contacts and some knowledge. Tell a little bit about that relationship or those relationships you have and what you're being told, kind of an overview of where we are.
Well, to be clear, before I go into that, I want to say that those relationships are not the kind of relationships. When someone talks about a relationship, you typically think to yourself, well, this is a buddy. I eat lunch with them regularly, that kind of thing. They're my friend. I would not really put these people in the category of friend. I would just say that our paths have crossed because we're doing very similar business. And when you end up on conference calls with four or five or six of those people and you go through a couple hours of listening to folks talk, you can get a real sense of what's happening in the world. But I wouldn't say they're friends of mine. I know a lot of people want to, you know, they want to downsize the fact that you maybe have a contact that can help you with some inside information. And I think that's wrong. I think that's the wrong judgment to take. There's been a lot of information I've been able to gather through some of these contacts that has been life-saving. I mean, it's been life-saving for me and a lot of the folks I've shared it with. So I don't want to pretend to think. I also, kind of as a disclaimer, don't want people going, you know, well, Jay has his private sources and he's only going to say so much. Well, that's correct, because you don't keep a private source that will funnel you information if you run out here and blab everything they tell you not to tell. But they're telling you, and for me, in my private group, which is not on the internet, it's not out there in the open, it's a private group, I can share some of that with those folks, and I do in very subtle ways, a little bit at a time. I mean, this whole pandemic, the entire group I work with was fully prepared. They had money set aside. They had food set aside. They had all kinds of things in preparation for this, because I was told about this in 2017. And I've already been told about the next one coming too.
Mm. Well, in that context, give us maybe what you want to say, or maybe a little overview of what you can tell us, of the perspective of where we are and maybe what the what's over the horizon from their perspective, or what you can gather from them?
Well, from what I gather, obviously the big word on the street everywhere right now is reset. Time magazine just put it on the front cover, the global reset. And in the global reset, what you're noticing is things that people have at one time thought were, how shall we say it? They one time thought that they were a conspiracy. They're now just putting it blatantly right in your face. And I mean, really, you can take this conversation in, you know, kind of 100 different directions, and you're still going to end up at the same place. And the same place is there's a lot of bad going on in the world, and it's happening in a lot of ways on a private level. And now I think what you're starting to see is some of that's coming out and kind of becoming right in your face. I mean, listen to this. The World Economic Forum has already said they want to take everything from you. And 6 months ago, when people would talk about that, they go, oh, that's a conspiracy. Well, it's not a conspiracy anymore. Go to their website and read it right off their website. The World Economic Forum wants to take everything from you. And what I'm hearing is...
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.